Welcome to Capital Dialogue. I'm Bob Pretty from the Missouri Net, and we're glad to have you with us. Every month we talk to members of the General Assembly about some of the key issues of the legislature, or on a more broad basis, some of the issues that face state government generally. Today we're going to be talking taxes, and specifically we're going to spend some time talking about the fair tax. Now, you might have heard the phrase, but not a lot of the details and not a lot of the controversy that goes with this discussion. So today we're going to kind of air this issue so that we can have a better understanding of the fair tax and how Missouri might plug into it and how it might plug into Missouri. Let me introduce our guests on the program today. First on my far left is State Senator Joseph Kevney. He is from St. Louis. Next to him is State Senator Chuck Pergeson from Caulfield. Senator Kevney is a Democrat, and Senator Caulfield is Senator Pergeson is a Republican. And on my immediate right is State Representative Andrew Koenig, who is from Baldwin in West St. Louis County. We're glad to have all three of you with us on the program as we explore this issue of the fair tax. Senator Pergeson, you were kind of the most outspoken advocate of a major change in our tax structure during the legislative session in the spring. How does the fair tax play into what you're advocating?
Well, you look at what other states that are doing or that are creating jobs right now, and we need to do what they're doing. And if you look at the states that are creating jobs, there's three major components of it. Number one is businesses are relocating to the states that do not have income tax, they do not have corporate tax, and they're right-to-work states. And the way we approach economic development is by rewarding tax credits with who the legislature deems worthy of those tax credits. And those is usually by how many lobbyists there are outside the Capitol. And if we want to be competitive with states, we need to do what states that are growing jobs do, and that is eliminating corporate taxes, eliminating income taxes, and become right-to-work states. And we don't seem to want to go down that route.
Senator Kevney, is it as simple as that when it comes to attracting business?
I don't believe so, not at all. And I don't believe that the answer would be to turn into a right-to-work state or a fair tax state.
Why?
Well, I mean, from the state standpoint, you know, we have a balance. We have an income tax and we have a sales tax. And to be totally dependent on one form of funding, I think would be a big mistake. I also believe that the current fair tax system, as it's being proposed, keeps changing. At the end of the last session, we had a vastly different bill than we started the session with. So I think it's still evolving. I'm not sure anybody has a handle on exactly how they want to do this.
Representative Kennedy, you were on a tax reform committee in the House in this recent session. Was this part of the things you folks were looking at when it comes to reforming state taxes?
It was. The previous session, the bill did not get referred to the tax reform committee this year. It was sent to Ways and Means. But, I mean, if we're going to be competitive in this state, we would never design a tax structure that we have today. And if you look over the last 50 years, about 10 states have implemented a new income tax where previously they did not. And they lost gross state product. They're losing population at 9 out of those 10 states.
So is the fair tax the answer?
I think it is, because if you look at any tax does damage to whatever you're taxing. And so what we want to do is we want to create a tax that does the least amount of damage. And consumption does the least amount of damage to businesses and to people. People are fleeing states that have high income and corporate taxes.
Well, let's try to define our terms a little bit, if we can, Senator Pergeson. Define a fair tax to me.
It's a tax that everyone pays fairly, just like the name implies. But right now, what's fair about taxing people? The harder you work, the more hours you put in, the more you earn, putting them into higher tax brackets. It's almost like a disincentive to go out and be successful and create jobs and grow the economy. A fair tax is one that everyone pays equally. And the sales tax, the fair tax, is when you buy something, you pay the sales tax on it. If you choose not to buy something, you don't pay the sales tax on it. So you make the decision as a person, as an individual, whether to pay the tax when you make a purchase on something. And the idea that we go out and tax people, the harder you work, the more you earn, gets us exactly the type system we have right now, and that is a failing system that does not fund government adequately and does not create jobs across the state.
Is that the same understanding you have?
Yes.
Is it, in effect, a sales tax? We call it a consumption tax, but it's a big sales tax.
Yeah, it's basically a sales tax that's expanded. Right now, there's a lot of exemptions in our sales tax code, so we'd be removing some of those exemptions and taxing all new goods and services. But one thing to realize is taxes on used items, such as used vehicles, would go away. So there's some products that are being taxed now that won't be underneath the fair tax.
Senator Kevney, where's the fairness in the fair tax?
I don't see it. I don't see it at all. I think probably the most fair tax that we have is a progressive income tax. In my own mind, I don't think there is anything wrong with the people that are making a very good living contributing a little more to a better society. As I interpret the fair tax today, middle income and lower income people that really don't have a lot of money, that are really struggling to make ends meet, who basically spend all their income, are going to bear the brunt of the tax burden, and the people that actually make a lot of money, that can save some and don't have to spend all their income, are going to save money in taxes. So in my opinion right now, what the fair tax is doing is just taking some of that tax burden from the wealthy and passing on to the lower and middle class.
Well, are you passing it on to the lower and middle class?
That doesn't make any sense to me, that the idea that if you make more money, that you don't spend more money. That's, you know, every time you go out and buy a new vehicle or a boat, you're going to pay, you know, more on that. But you as an individual, we are empowering the individuals to make the purchase, not government officials coming in and saying, we're going to spend your money. You earn the money, but we're going to spend it for you. It empowers individuals to make those choices in their own lives. Just, you know, I think that's what the free market system is all about, not allowing government to be the sole say-sower of what we're going to do with your money that you earn. So, you know, that argument of redistribution of wealth method is getting us exactly what we have now, is that stagnant job growth, because the people that want to invest their money in their own businesses can't, because government's taking away from them, and spending it where they want it and where they deem more efficient.
Well, let me ask you in the minute before our next break. The point was made by Senator Kevney that this will hit the lower income people harder than the richer people who can afford to pay a little bit better in taxes. Any valid?
Well,
that seems to ring.
Also, another thing to consider is underneath the fair tax or the Missouri plan is there's a certain level of taxes that were essentially going to be untaxed. So we aren't saying to these low income families that you are going to pay every dollar that you spend is going to be taxed at a certain rate. There's going to be a certain level that's going to be untaxed for everybody. But we aren't going to pick and choose and say what items these are. We're going to leave it up to the individuals and let the individuals have the freedom to choose what they're going to purchase.
So if I buy food, will I be taxed at this higher rate?
You will, but you will also have a certain level that is untaxed, a certain level of spending.
Can we go into that a little bit? What do you mean by that?
Well, it depends on whether or not you're talking about the Missouri plan or you're talking about the federal plan. The federal plan calls for up to the poverty line. So you basically don't start paying any taxes until you hit the poverty line, and this would be equal across the board whether you make $10 a year or $10 million a year.
So if I make below, less than the poverty level in my income.
Well, it really has to do with your level of spending.
My level of spending.
Right.
So
if you spend less than the poverty.
I can understand earning a certain level up to the poverty line. Spending at the poverty level, how do you establish what a person under the poverty level spends?
Well, everybody would get a prebate equal to up to the poverty line. So, you know, like a family of four, you're looking around $22,000, $23,000. That level of spending would be untaxed for everybody.
Okay, now a prebate. Does that mean that the government will send you $22,000 and then you can spend it however you want to?
Whatever the level, the tax rate. So you take the tax rate times whatever the poverty line is. So if it's $22,000 for a family of four, you multiply those two numbers and they would get a check for that amount. So that way when they spent that much money, it would be untaxed.
Okay, so you'd get money from the government you could then spend, and that would be the taxes you would normally pay.
And also, we're eliminating withholding taxes. So your paycheck is bigger because we simply eliminate withholding taxes. So along with the prebate, you pay nothing up to a certain level for on the purchases that you buy. You'll also have more in your take-home pay because we simply eliminate the withholding.
Well, Senator Kevney, you think Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack can understand that?
I don't think so, and I don't think they want to. I think we have a lot of people in this state that are extremely dependent on the current programs and systems that we have. I think they'd be terrified to see a drastic change that's not adequately thought out. It's easy to say, I'm going to send everybody in the state $2,000 on January the 1st and charge them 15% for the rest of the year. But when you actually put it when you actually accomplish the deed, I think Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack are going to have a real hard time with it.
Isn't there a precedent, though, or aren't there precedents in other states now?
There are precedents in other states.
And how are they working?
Well, but most of those states have a robust tourist industry. They have an oil and gas industry. You know, they have other things that they are dependent on. They aren't dependent on their own citizens funding the state revenues with their own spending.
See, I don't understand why we want people dependent on government. You know, why not have people dependent upon themselves to go out and earn more and keep more of that in their pocket? You know, the senator talks about all government dependency. You know, the government, you know, if we've got a system that people depend on government for their livelihood, we have the wrong system. And what we need to be doing is creating a level playing field where people can go out and get a good job and depend on themselves by getting employment. And that's what we're trying to do in the state of Missouri is, you know, the senator likes to protect the status quo because people don't like change. Well, I think people are smarter than that. People want to live the American dream. They want the opportunity to go out and earn and be able to be successful, not depend on the government for everything that they need. So we're simply trying to make Missouri competitive with the rest of the country, stay up with states that are growing and creating jobs. And the other side just wants to keep doing like we've always done it and expect different results. And right now we're $1 billion shortfall. Apparently what we're doing is not working. And I think people are smarter than that. They understand that government is not the answer, that we need to have jobs and a vibrant economy in order to lift people up and not make them more dependent on government.
How hard do you think it will be, Representative Kennedy, to convince the public that is accustomed to the present system to make what seems to be a pretty severe change?
Well, I mean, people really don't like the income tax. And, if you're going to raise a tax, I think people are more prone to raise a sales tax. So, I mean, I believe that Missourians will support this. I know the people in my district absolutely support an idea like this. People just simply do not like the income tax.
How about the people who draw on state services of one kind or another? Are they going to be more reluctant or harder to convince?
Well, you could make that case, but we aren't reducing state revenues. We're just simply replacing the revenues that we have with a different tax system.
How will you make sure that this stays, as they say, revenue neutral?
Well, we're going to be increasing the number of items that we're collecting sales tax on, and we're going to be increasing the rate.
Tell me the things that we do not collect sales tax on now that you would collect sales tax on under this plan.
Primarily services. So, you know, if you get your house painted, I'm a paint contractor myself, and I see no problem with putting a sales tax on this, assuming that we eliminate the income tax. It's as far as small and mid-sized businesses, what we have right now is a system that's more like mercantilism, where the government says, if you do this, you will get a tax credit. That's not a good system. Let's let the free markets work. And small businesses don't want to be drowned in paperwork trying to figure out what, a lot of them just won't participate. So when you see these businesses looking for states to move to, they're going to, one of the things they look for is the tax code and something simple that they can understand.
Senator Kevney, you're a lawyer, right?
I'm a lawyer, that's correct.
How would you feel about charging a sales tax on your hourly rate?
I wouldn't like it at all. And as for, I think it's unnecessary, and I don't think that we need to be charging tax on services. As for people want a good job. I don't know how you can say people want a good job and that you're in favor of right to work in the same sentence. People want a good, well-paying job, and turning this into a right to work state would take the well-paying part out of that. As for the fair tax, back to the fair tax, Missouri's in a situation where they have the two major metropolitan areas are on borders of other states. And I think it would be a great disservice if we were to turn Missouri into the situation that we have up in Washington and in Portland, Oregon, where in Oregon they have a sales, or they have an income tax and no sales tax. And in Washington they have a sales tax and no income tax. So people spend all day going back and forth. And I don't think that's what we need to be doing in Missouri.
We have a very few seconds before our break. Do you see people running back and forth across the state line?
Absolutely not. You know, I went to Mountain Home the other day and paid 9% sales tax. You know, even with the fair tax, our rate in Missouri would still be lower than my border state of Arkansas, because they are taxing at a 9% clip now, and we are capping this at 7%. But, you know, the idea that it's all right for lawyers not to have to pay in sales tax, but you require every small business to do it, to me is absurd. Because we need to spread the tax base out so that everyone is treated fairly and gets to live with the same system that small businesses have to live under now instead of being exempt from it.
You say that we would cap our sales tax at 7%.
Mm-hmm.
How can we cap a sales tax at 7% and take in the same amount of money for state services and programs that we now get when we're at 4%? With other taxes?
Well, you look at our system right now, 60% of our income to the state requires people working. We have to have around a 4% unemployment rate just to keep our budget stable. We rely entirely, you know, well, not entirely, but 60% of our revenue depends on people working. Well, right now, we are failing miserable at creating jobs and putting people to work. And the system that you've got right now is looking at $1 billion shortfall in this coming budget year. You know, that is almost 1/20 of our state budget is gone. So we can continue doing the same thing we continue to do and give out $700 million a year in tax credits, or we can redesign the system that got us into this mess. And the number one thing that lifts people out of poverty is a job. The senator talked about right to work. You know, right to work doesn't mean a thing if you don't have a job. A job cannot be unionized if you simply don't have a job. And right now, we're shipping jobs out of state. We're shipping them overseas because we are no longer competitive. And what we have to do is stop taxing jobs and start creating jobs. And I think this is the direction, as other states have proven, that this is how you create jobs. Texas has created 70% of the new jobs created in the last 10 years using this model. And we continue to use the same old method of tax credits that has caused most of our auto industry to leave the state. And what do we do? We pass another one. And right now, with a $1 billion shortfall, we're going to give out $700 million of tax credits when we should be creating jobs.
Well, Senator Kevney, if it works so well in Texas, why don't we adopt it here?
I'm not sure this is the reason that Texas has a booming economy. Texas has a lot of oil in it. They have a very good tourist business. Texas they have an innovative fund that they took their tobacco settlement money and spurred new business. We didn't do that. So, you know, I think the fair tax is an overreaction to the economic conditions of the country. I think, and it's very easy to point the finger at what has worked very well in the past and just say it's not working now. Missouri had some very good economies in the not-too-distant past, and it was with the current tax credit system, was with the current income tax system, and it was, and we didn't have to resort to being a right-to-work state.
Representative Koenig, is it fair to lay the state's economic problems at the doorstep of the tax system when we have a national economic problem going on that seems to have a large impact on the state?
Well, I think the tax code certainly has a large piece to play. Sure, the economy's down, but the states that don't have an income tax are doing a lot better. And to say that a lot of these revenues are coming, like Alaska, getting a lot of the revenues from oil, doesn't mean that the income tax is good. The income tax is bad. So just because we don't have these revenues coming from oil does not, you know, doesn't mean we should keep what we have.
If the economy picks up, will there be as much interest in or push for the fair tax as when the economy is down?
I think, you know, you always want to move the state forward and try to get jobs to the state. And so I think it'll still be in the forefront. We're still competing with other states, regardless whether or not the economy's up or down.
Can this be something that is done on a piecemeal basis, state by state by state? Or is this something that has to be done most beneficially on an entirely national level by Congress?
Well, when you're talking about the individual state, you can go state by state. Obviously, there would be more benefit if the federal government went ahead and did it along also. And I think if you saw many states jump on the bandwagon and start doing this, then I think the federal government would act also.
You think that pressure will grow on Congress?
I think Congress loves the redistribution of wealth method because you have the job security of lobbyists that lobby for certain tax credits and tax favors. I think Congress likes what they have right now, and when we don't, the business community of people that want to grow this country, that create jobs, are tired of being punished for going out and doing exactly that. I think that the states are going to have to do it because, you know, frankly, as long as the federal government has a printing press and a credit card, they're not going to make changes to anything. States have a balanced budget. The state of Missouri has to balance their budget at the end of the day. And that means that us legislators have to come up with a plan to keep this state afloat. Other states right now are going broke. This is a great opportunity to set Missouri out into the forefront of job creation, and this is a way to do it.
Senator Kevney, is this the magic bullet for Missouri's economy?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think the very people that are pushing this fair tax, which is a sales tax for everybody in the state of Missouri, are the same people that are against the streamlined sales tax, that are to charge sales tax over the internet. So I don't know how we can say that a sales tax is going to be the economic bullet when we lack it at one point, and we turn around and we're opposed at the other.
Well, that's an interesting point, Representative Koenig. If we can do this, why can't we collect sales taxes from internet sales, which a lot of people seem to resist right now?
Well, one thing that I'm opposed to is the federal government stepping in. If we need to take some steps and making it easier for businesses to collect sales tax, I think that could be a good thing. So if you're streamlining it and unifying the definitions, making it easier so a company can go to one location to get the tax rates, to file their taxes, if you're making it easier, I think that's a good thing. I just don't want the federal government stepping in.
We had during the veto session a few weeks ago some people from the Streamlined Tax Movement come in and talk to the Joint Committee. And they outlined how this streamlined tax would help collect sales taxes on sales made to Missourians by out-of-state companies. Is it fair to collect from out-of-state companies when they sell to Missourians?
I think it's another failure of the federal government to come up with an equal and fair way to tax internet sales. But, you know, I think the distinction here is very clear. You know, the senator believes that you have to tax more so you can provide government services through taxation. A lot of us believe that you get more government revenue by job growth, by making creating more jobs. So I think the distinction here is very clear on what direction we want to go. Government taxing people for working is not the answer. And I think that Congress needs to address internet sales. It needs to be equal across the board for everyone. But we also need to create jobs.
Why can't Missouri address that? Why does Congress have to address that? Why can't Missouri do it?
Because interstate commerce is very important. You know, we're in competition with every state surrounding us. If we come in and start taxing internet sales and the state of Kansas says we are not going to tax internet sales, guess where internet companies become based from? Kansas. Okay. So we have to be competitive with states that are surrounding us. And if you're going to institute an internet tax, it has to be broad-based and across the board and fair for everyone.
Thank you. Well, we could go on with this for a long time, but ultimately you're the ones who's going to have to make the decision.